Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, welcome back to the Carson Anderson Show here on 97.1 The Ticket. We take your calls, as always, at 248-539-9797. Doug is being detained right now with something he'll explain when he comes back into the studio at some point. Look, he's taking the family responsibility is what this is coming down to, Kang, and it's kind of interesting with what he's doing. But instead, what he's really doing is missing out on a Who's on Top, which I know he gets very excited about to try to make me look foolish. And we bring you again another edition of Who's on Top.
All right, Gator, I do have the list that Doug was so excited to make you look a fool as, and I would be playing the role of Doug Karsh.
Okay.
I'm not going to say I wish this was a list about the top places to get kale, or maybe the top places to wear your bike helmet, or, you know, the 10, you know, best looking minivans,
right,
or anything like,
sure,
that. Those are,
right,
lists that Doug
those
would
are
love.
Right up, yeah, Doug's alley.
Exactly.
You want to stay in your lane? That's where you stay in your lane for Doug.
Yep. But instead, he did a food list, which we know is up your alley, right?
Kind of. I like food.
You like food? Yeah,
I like food.
This food is specific, though. A major... Well, maybe not major, but a food publication has come out with a list of the best cities for barbecue in America.
Oh, boy.
The best cities for barbecue in America. So if you want to get involved, we're looking for the top 10 cities for barbecue in America, 248-539-9797. Of course, before we get to the people to help fill out this list, Gator, we ask for your... Well, what would you like? Two or three guesses, two or three cities would you like to guess on what you think would be the best cities for barbecue in America?
I will take my shot at three.
Three? Okay.
Yeah, because that's what we're going to go with, three.
All right.
That's,
well,
usually,
yeah,
where we go.
We're always looking to fill out the top 10,
yeah,
though, with you and the listeners.
Yeah.
And then if they don't fill it out, of course, after the break, we'll tell you the rest of the list.
Yeah. But, and to let people in on it, you know, a little bit, during a break, Doug informed me what the topic was, so I told him what my three would be. And usually what happens is if I was red hot, he'd say, okay, you get two guesses or you get one guess. He made no amendments.
He didn't.
No. So my three guesses likely are either not in the top 10 or only one of them made the top 10, which I'm a little surprised by, but we'll see. It's interesting because, though I love food, I'm not the biggest fan of barbecue.
Yes, I'm disappointed in that.
I don't mind barbecue. It's just, I don't like to get messy, so I'm not a big rib guy.
I know how you are.
I do like brisket, and I do like barbecue chicken.
What about pulled pork sandwiches?
I love pulled pork sandwiches. Right. I'll get messy with that, and it's okay, but I love pulled pork sandwiches. So when it comes down to the best barbecue cities in the country...
And they do use some kind of formula, by the way. So every city has an average rating.
Okay.
Kind of deep to what the formula is, but I'll let you know after.
Okay. So I started thinking like regions. You know, I watch a lot of Food Network and Barbecue Pitmasters and stuff like that, and I know that there are certain regions around the country that are known for their barbecue. So my first guess is Kansas City. And Kansas City is they have a different kind of barbecue, and basically it's their own barbecue sauce and how they prepare stuff like that. So I'm going with Kansas City as one. A second guess that I have, I will go to Tennessee, and I will go with Memphis. And then I was remembering the old restaurant Memphis Smoke that was in Royal Oak back in the day, and Memphis Smoke. So I will say Memphis. And then I was torn torn in a couple ways for the third one. Torn between two states with different regional barbecue styles. And then I picked one of the states, and then I was torn between cities within that state because I'm not sure which city is going to be the biggest for barbecue within that state. But I narrowed it down, and I went with a Carolina-style barbecue, and I chose Raleigh, North Carolina. So I have Raleigh, North Carolina, Kansas City, and Memphis.
All right. You got a total of zero in the top 10.
Come on!
Kansas City, the only reason I know this because the article they point this out, was listed as the 39th best city in America for barbecue.
What?
As far as Memphis, not in the top 10. And North Carolina, what city was North Carolina?
I said Raleigh.
Raleigh? Not in the top 10 either.
Were they rated at all?
Not in the top 20.
What?
Yes. So
okay. Now
none of those cities made the top 20, and Kansas City was 39.
Because I bombed so badly, can I take one more guess?
Go for it, my friend.
St. Louis.
St. Louis, Missouri ranks number 8 on this list. So good for you there.
So try and redeem it there. Yeah, I'll leave it at that, because then if I had gotten one, Doug would have said fine.
He needs your help.
I definitely need your help.
We have 9 other cities on the list of the best cities for barbecue in America. 248-539-9797.
Yeah. And I'm really thinking about the North Carolina, because there's got to be a city in North Carolina that's listed there. And Raleigh is not, which is unbelievable to me. But
I can't believe Memphis and Kansas City aren't.
I mean, is it weird or what?
I used to work at a barbecue restaurant. We did Memphis style, so I know a lot about their style.
That's what I'm saying.
I love that, the barbecue sauce. A little sweeter, but yeah, I like Memphis style.
All right, 248-539-9797 is a telephone number. We're going to start with Matt and Holly. And Matt, I apologize because now I see that you were going to pick St. Louis. Do you have another city you'd like to pick?
You know, I'm just going to throw one out there and just say Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati, Ohio did not make the top 10 list of best cities for barbecue in America.
Did not.
Okay, so yeah, so I was going to say the St. Louis because we went there about 7 years ago for a Lions road trip.
Yeah.
And that's all they raved about was the barbecue, and we got some, and it was delicious.
Yeah, St. Louis style ribs is that's what people like to talk about. That's I was torn between St. Louis and Kansas City. I went with Kansas City, but then when I went over, I got a second shot at it. And I struck gold.
There's 9 more cities, people.
That there are. Let's go to the next one, which is Fred in Clinton Township. Next up on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Fred.
Hey, Gator. I'm a little disappointed in you.
Why?
You left out the greatest state in all the U.S. for barbecue, and that's Texas.
All right, let me say this.
And the boiling.
Before you give your city, it came down to Texas and North Carolina for me, which one I was going to go with. And I went with Carolina because Carolina is known for like a mustard-based sauce. So I went with Carolina instead. But Texas was my fourth one I was going to go with.
Yeah, I'm a Texas transplant myself, and I'm going to have to go with Austin, Texas.
Austin, Texas, King.
Is brisket.
Texas knows what they're doing with brisket. I just didn't know which city to go with. Kang is Fred Wright. Is Austin on the list?
Austin, Texas did not make the top 10.
Wow.
They actually made number 18, though.
18, though. Not so top 20. All right, thanks, Fred. Appreciate it.
Still looking for 9 other cities.
That we are. Jordan's on a cell phone. Jordan, welcome to 97 on the Ticket. Hey, Jordan.
Hey, what's going on? I'm going to have to go with Nashville.
Nashville, Tennessee. Nashville hot chicken, but not barbecue. Kang, is it on there?
It is not on the list. Nashville, Tennessee did not make the list. This is, maybe for hot, you know, Nashville-style chicken, but no, not for barbecue.
Not for barbecue. All right, thanks, Jordan. Appreciate it. We will pick up Sam, who's in Detroit. Welcome to 97 on the Ticket. Hey, Sam, how are you?
Not too bad. About you guys?
All right.
So I was going to guess Nashville as well, but how about Detroit?
The city of Detroit, Kang, is Detroit on there for barbecue?
You know, I like going off the board a little bit. All the, you know, we thought the mainstays would be up there, and they're not. Detroit did not make the list, though, unfortunately, of the top one of the top 10 cities for barbecue.
It's too bad because we got, and thanks, Sam, we got some great barbecue.
I will tell you, there is great. Midwest does represent in the top 10.
Oh, boy. Look at you. Dropping,
a little clue. Hints. We're 0-4 right now, man.
I know. We need some help. Rob's on the cell phone. Rob, welcome to 97 on the Ticket. Hey, Rob.
Hey, that was fast. Yeah, New Orleans.
New Orleans. NOLA. Is NOLA on the list? I'm guessing no.
You're guessing no, and you're guessing wrong, because New Orleans is the number one city.
For barbecue?
For barbecue in America, according to this
Come on.
I will tell you the criteria.
Nuts. It's nuts.
Why did you pick New Orleans?
I figured you're getting weird cities. It's like, okay, fine. I'll try something weird.
Well,
like, come on, that list is really whack.
Yeah, and thanks for the call, Rob. We appreciate it. Rob got number one, New Orleans. That is that's nuts to me.
Have you ever tried a barbecue beignet?
I have not had a barbecue beignet.
How about a smoked crawfish?
I've not had that, but I just never thought barbecue in New Orleans in the same sentence. Like Cajun food, Creole food, yeah. Gumbo, you want the best gumbos? You think of New Orleans. Jambalaya? Bring me home.
What about
po'boys? Yes.
Smoked beads.
This just didn't make sense to me.
I'm sorry.
Don't apologize.
I felt bad. But
don't apologize. I mean, you could apologize for coming with this crappy list, but
I thought you'd have an issue with the list. I think a lot of people.
Everyone's having an issue with the list.
Yeah.
Did you read the whole list?
No. I gave my my guesses, and we've only had one person come up with something in the top 10, and that was the previous call, Rob, who came up with the number one answer, which is New Orleans, Louisiana.
Oh, we'll get to the whole list. I'm going to take a couple more of these, all right, if you don't mind.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
All right, let's go to Carlos in Detroit. List. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Carlos.
Hey, Doug. How's it going? Hey, Gator.
Hey, what's Carlos.
Up? Hey, you know, it's so funny, Gator, because I was sitting in the car. I just got done eating lunch, and I was listening to you, and the four states you named were the exact four I knew. But in North Carolina, you were right. It was just a city, and I think it's Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yeah, I guess probably. Well, I think Carolina's got me on the list, so I'll say Charlotte's probably.
Charlotte's right. Number three on the list.
I hate you.
Woo!
I hate Doug sometimes.
Hi.
When Doug asked me during the break, he's like, "Okay, give me three cities," and I gave the three cities, and then he's like, "Okay, I knew right then and there that I did not have." I had one.
The lifting the curtain here a little bit. If he gets one, two, and three, we have no segment.
Right.
So when I give you three cities, and I say, okay. Gator knows he did poorly,
right.
Most likely. You said, well, Carolina's going to be one. Charlotte, Raleigh, I'll go with Raleigh. And I was like, and then my phone rang, and I was going to tell you to go with your first gut instinct just to give
you
a little
weren't.
Cred.
No, you weren't.
Then my phone rang, and I'll get
you
to why the
going
phone.
To do that.
I had to take the phone call, but who do we got next here? We'll go to Steven on a cellular 97 on a ticket. Hi, Steven.
Oh, Ethan?
Oh, is
you,
it Ethan?
Sure,
go
Ethan.
Ahead, Ethan.
Have at it.
I'm like, I heard the noise that makes it sound like I'm on air.
You
so
are on the air.
I'm pretty sure that's real. I was actually going to say New Orleans, not thinking that it would be number one for sure. But I will go with Oklahoma City.
Gator, you think Oklahoma City's on the list?
Not in the top 10. I wouldn't expect them to be. And yet, they're not on the list.
Oklahoma City's number two.
Come on.
Oklahoma City.
What is this list?
So I've been to Oklahoma City. They have fantastic barbecue, and it's everywhere.
How would you know?
Because I've been there and had barbecued chicken. You know, they barbecue things other than...
Not real barbecue places.
Okay, fine. Pork and ribs and brisket. All right, here is the list.
Oklahoma City.
So let me first tell you...
King, Oklahoma City. Do you believe in this? Oklahoma City and New Orleans, that's one too?
You're going to have to read the reason why. This list
Here's
is
the
junk,
methodology.
I agree. This list is crazy.
Well, I think there's a reason why their methodology is flawed. But they rank the cities. Which cities had the best barbecue? It was Chef Pilot, I believe. Which cities had the best barbecue? TripAdvisor analyzed all TripAdvisor ratings of all barbecue joints in the nation's top 75 largest cities and ranked the cities based on their average ranking. They also ranked the cities by the number of barbecue places per capita, as well as those with the highest number of top-rated barbecue places, a rating of 4.5 or higher. They analyzed 2,020 places offering barbecue on their menu that had at least 5 reviews. From the final rankings, they excluded cities with less than 10 barbecue restaurants within their city limits. So it's all straight data based on TripAdvisor ratings.
Not by actual how good it is.
Checking in at number 10, actually tied for number 9, Miami of Florida and Newark, New Jersey, yeah, with a rating of 4.18.
Screams barbecue, both South Beach and New Jersey.
I try to explain to my wife, I'm going to South Beach for the barbecue.
Right, it's all about the barbecue.
At number 8, St. Louis, Missouri.
I got that. Because King let me have another chance.
Okay.
Because it's so embarrassing bad.
Yeah, because it's just ridiculous.
Number 7, Seattle, Washington.
Seattle. Home of fresh fish and great barbecue.
Number six, Columbus, Ohio.
Columbus?
Tied for third, a three-way tie between Charlotte, North Carolina, that Carlos and Detroit got, Wichita, Kansas.
Kansas City, not on the list, but we got Wichita.
Wichita is better barbecue than Kansas City, apparently. And Virginia Beach, Virginia at number is tied as well. Beach. Number two.
What, Norfolk didn't make the list?
I think Norfolk
I think I know love for Norfolk.
At number two is Oklahoma City. Ethan got that. And I don't know who the listener was that got number one.
Rob.
Rob got New Orleans. So I started thinking about this list because I saw this list went viral yesterday and people were worked up. Here's what I think the problem is with the list. It is going by the rankings of the people that eat there. I think what this tells you is that people in Newark, New Jersey tend to just love all barbecue because it's not indigenous to the area. And so if there's a barbecue place in Newark, everybody loves it because there's just not a ton of barbecue. Well, some of the more likely places you'd think of, like, you know, St. Louis or Dallas or whatever, those people have higher standards and don't rank the barbecue as high. Would that make sense as to why these numbers and this list is so weird?
I don't know.
You're just so disgusted.
I'm disgusted with this list. New Orleans, number one. Oklahoma City, number two. Now, I was thinking in my mind, is Oklahoma City somewhere on this list? But it would have been like my eighth choice or something like that. So does it strike me odd that they're in the top 10? No. Does it strike me odd that they're number two? Yes.
See, I would have thought Oklahoma City would have been there. But then again, I've been to Oklahoma City and I know how big of a deal it is there. But I think it depends on, I think this list, the numbers are skewed based upon the expectation of the individuals going there. Like a barbecue joint in, you know, Petoskey, Michigan. It might be the only place there, and everybody loves it because it's the only place they can get barbecue. So everybody ranks at a five.
Where was the place in New Jersey? What city was it? New Jersey again?
Newark.
Newark.
Yeah.
Newark.
Yep. It was chefspencil.com, an analysis of TripAdvisor restaurant reviews.
Are you sure? Because John Jansen just texted me and said, did Doug get this from kaleandsoy.com? This list is garbage. You sure, Doug?
I am sure.
So nowhere in Texas.
No.
The great state of Texas was not represented for barbecue. The
highest ranked Texas, 12. El Paso checked in at 12.
Austin, and it's El Paso.
Austin checked in at 18. Let me see. Let me see if I can find.
People in Texas right now are furious.
Well, they already want to make Texas their own country.
Could you imagine going to like Memphis and be like, you know, Seattle's got better barbecue.
Yeah, right. Yeah, this is no, you know.
No, the one that's offensive is Newark.
Yeah, it's no Newark.
Yeah.
Memphis. I tell you, you know, Columbus, you really haven't had good barbecue until you've been to Columbus, Ohio.
I like to say it is pretty south, Ohio.
Yeah, it's way south.
Line of delineation when you cross into Ohio.
I mean, no place in Mississippi, Georgia, Alabama. None of the good SEC places.
You know, the good ones probably they don't even have websites. You can probably even rate them on or something. I don't know.
I would have thought for sure would have been just all SEC because they just care more. It just means more.
It means more.
I don't think there's one place in Georgia that made the top 62.
That's ridiculous. Did Chicago make a list anywhere?
Kansas City was 39.
I mean, what is that?
39.
When you think barbecue, it's like Kansas City barbecue. Is that one of the first things that come to your mind, Kang?
Yeah.
Yes.
And you said Memphis was one of your first guesses, too. Yes. I got Memphis.
I think Gator's so worked up, he can't even address. Kang, do you buy my theory that it has to do with the expectations of the people that get barbecue in these towns?
I see where you're coming from.
Because there's no way. Like, this list seems so flawed.
Another thought I see what you're coming with, but I think it's a dumb way to do it.
Well, of course it is. Well, this list is, it's a dumb way to do this list, for sure. Another reason maybe could be like, if a barbecue place is so good in an area, they don't have other barbecue joints there because that place is the best. You know what I mean? There's no point in opening up more because I know per capita was another, you know, criteria that you had on the list, right, Gabe?
Where was this from?
Chef's Pencil.
Chef's Pencil did it. And
maybe they should have consulted some chefs.
Well, they went with straight data from customer rankings on TripAdvisor, but obviously,
that's where I'm going to go for my barbecue recommendation.
So, you know, by the way, this is people ranking it that don't even live in the area then.
Well, it can be people. Why can't I? It could be people who live in the area.
Because most of the time when you go on a trip,
TripAdvisor
is for people that are vacationing. They're tourists.
Good point.
No, that's true. That's true. Tourists love New Orleans barbecue. Yeah. Let's go to Jay in Clinton Township. Hi, Jay.
Hey, you guys are overthinking it.
Are we?
Yep. If you put out a list with St. Louis and Kansas City and Austin at the top, nobody talks about it on social media. Nobody links to it.
So you think they did this?
It's marketing.
Well, yep. But the problem is it's ranked by their average TripAdvisor ranking.
Nah, did you double check the numbers?
I did not. I suppose yeah. I could. It's
search engine optimization. That's all it is.
Search engine optimization. What a yep. great term, Jay. What a great term. Andrew's on a cell. He's next. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, guys. I have got the absolute best barbecue in Detroit. It's on State Fair and John R., kind of a shady corner. But this Highland Park firefighter, he pulls up there with his smoker on his days off, and I've never tasted anything like this.
Oh.
It's absolutely fantastic if you're willing to go to that part of town just to pull up on him.
What's the, does he have a name?
Yeah, you want to go on Instagram. It's Backdraft, like a firefighter, Backdraft Barbecue 17, I think. There's a guy that goes around town listing all the best barbecue places on his Instagram, and I saw it on his account, Detroit BBQ Hunter, and he gave it a 9-bone score, like better than Slows is like nothing, Red Smoke's nothing. This is
wow.
the spot.
That's a good barbecue place.
The best there is in town.
Right. Well, wait till he gets to Newark. Or Columbus.
Doug in Grosse Pointe, you're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Doug.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Man,
I was just relating to the guy that, I'll never forget, we went to Krakow and visited
Poland?
Out there. And my brother...
Hold on for a sec. Krakow, Poland?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we were out there visiting. And so my brother-in-law that had never been there, I hadn't been either, but he says, hey, we're eating out tonight. We're eating at this 4-star... place. Okay, cool. And but you gotta like kind of preface it a little bit. It's TripAdvisor. Okay,
So you went by the TripAdvisor recommendation for a restaurant in Krakow, Poland, because you were visiting, and you were disappointed.
Seriously disappointed because it was This was back, I guess, when TripAdvisor was just starting out and everything, and it's like 4-star. But, you went there, it was 4-star because, people just want to eat on the cheap or something like that. And it's like, this was nowhere near a 1-star place. I mean, it was
awful.
So
you're saying you don't like TripAdvisor.
You
don't like TripAdvisor.
Dinner for like 3.
Whatever. 248-539-9797. I think his point is he doesn't like TripAdvisor.
I don't think he likes TripAdvisor.
Right? Neither do you, though, so to be fair.
Well, no.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.